see if y'all still got that mood. Let me see y'all. Come on. I see you, sister. Come on, y'all. I see you happy. I tell y'all what. I got another old song that I like to sing sometimes. Can I sing that next old song? Let me hear you sing.
Sleep on now, brother. Don't you worry about me. Oh, sleep on now, mother. Don't want you worry about me. You just another soldier. Yeah, yeah. You're on your way home. Oh, when you hear my horn going, well, don't you worry about me. When you hear my horn going, don't you worry about me. Oh, when you hear my horn going, don't want you worry about me. I'm just fixed up right now.
We'll be right back. Bible's called You Get the Glory.
This is so heavy, and it's bringing me to my knees, and I'm crying out, Lord, I need you now to come and see about me. And why is this life so hard? Seems so far, but if this comes to pass, help me to stay steadfast. Let your will be done. It says, you get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter.
Together, you get the glory, say,
you get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter what I've gone through in this world, as long as you get the glory from me.
One more time.
Serve a God that don't just say he proves.
I'm not, I'm not.
You feel
Everybody clap your hands like this.
There ain't no pressure. He keeps me safe and warm. Yes, he does. 'Cause my feet's on solid ground.
Everyone in your
life,
yeah. You
don't care what the world says. I've seen the works of His hand. He's come through time and time again. You can make me doubt Him, Lord.
Love him tonight. Praise them. I'm getting ready to go to Chicago. I feel a shout coming on up in here. Hey, y'all need to help me shout.
What's lost is eventually found. Trials and hard times turned upside down, like a flower fertilized with a dove from a cow. And with this knowledge I have learned that salvation cannot be earned, and though many bridges I have burned, God is waiting for me to turn. God is even more after I failed.
even he had to go through some hell. And with this knowledge I have learned that salvation cannot be earned. And though many bridges I have burned, God is waiting for me to turn. God is still waiting.
I see you down at the altar to give up your sin. You're tired of your lifestyle and you want to be born again. So you come to the church house seeking a helping hand. Oh yeah, a helping hand. This is your moment, your hour, to turn your life around. The introduction to the Father, He can save your soul, He can make you whole. Oh yeah, He can make you whole. All I wanna know
is a question.
I have purity. The question I have is, do you accept the man? Oh, 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 the man. Said you're tired of being down and out, and you're looking for a chance to turn your life around. May I suggest a person who can do the same for you? Oh yeah, he can do the same for you. It's a simple transition. You just have to confess that he died and he rose, that you might be blessed. He made a sacrifice so you may have everlasting life. Oh yeah, everlasting life.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Let's go live. Praise God, praise God. Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Apostle May Godfrey will not be rendering prayer today, but we have a powerful woman of God, that many of you will have a chance to hear more often right here on this broadcast. And I want you all to welcome as we go into prayer with Prophetess Jennifer LeClaire. Prophetess Jennifer LeClaire, as she prepares to go into prayer on this Thursday, November. Jennifer LeClaire.
Hallelujah. Today's devotion titled, "I Am Here When You Need Me." And here's what I heard the Lord say. People, both friends and enemies, will come and go, but I remain with you. When friends move on, says the Lord, I will be with you. When enemies rise up and attack, says God, I will be with you. When you feel as if all is lost, as if no one understands, I will be with you. When it seems as if all hell is breaking loose against you, I assure you that I am with you, says God. Jesus sent me to abide in you. I am here when you need me. I am always right here, says the Spirit of God. I like that. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he'll never leave us or forsake us even to the end of the age? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother? Aren't you glad? Praise God. God is good. He is faithful. Praise Jesus. Today's scripture references Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, and Psalm 139 verse 10. And the prayer starter for today from the devotional, I am so grateful that you abide in me and I abide in you. I'm so thankful that you will never leave me or forsake me. You dwell in my heart through faith, so I need not fear or be discouraged. Give me a greater revelation of your presence in my life. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, God. You are the Most High God. There is no one greater than you, no one more faithful than you. We can always look to you, Jesus, the friend that sticks closer than a brother. We can always look to you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We can always look to you, Jesus, the one who lifts up our head and loves our soul. We can always look to you, Jesus, the Lord of the hosts. We thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify your name. Come on, exalt his name with me. Exalt his name together with me. Wherever you're standing, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're lying down, praise the Lord this morning. He is good. He is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of all honor. He is worthy of all glory. He is worthy of all thanksgiving. We exalt the name of Jesus this morning. God, we thank you, Lord. We exalt you over every thought in our mind that doesn't line up with your word. We exalt you over every circumstance that defies your will for our life. We exalt you. We're not going to be consumed with fear. We're not going to be consumed with terror. We're not going to be consumed with rejection. We're not going to be consumed with abandonment, all these emotions that try to come against who you say we are and what you say we can have in Christ. We're not going to be consumed, oh, by terror. I thank you, Lord. We're not going to be consumed with these things. We're going to be consumed with the reality of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're going to be consumed with the reality that we're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever with you. Oh, Jesus, we're going to be consumed with our mind in heavenly places, not on things of the earth. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are good. Your mercies, they endure forever. You are mighty in battle. You are mighty in all on the inside of us. You are mighty. I thank you, Lord, for your might. Strengthen us, Lord, with the power of your might. Strengthen us, Lord, in our inner man. Strengthen us, Lord, so we can run to the battle line with fearless courage, fearless boldness, fearlessness, fearlessness. I just keep hearing the word fearlessness, 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 fearlessness. And the Lord would ask you today, what would you do if you had no fear? What would you do if I rooted out every trace of fear from your soul? What would you do if you were absolutely 100% fearless? No fearful thoughts could consume you. No fearful imaginations could sway you. What would you do? What would you do? What would you accomplish? What would you press into, asks God? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do if you are absolutely fearless, says God. Now know that my perfect love cast out fear, says the Lord, because fear has torment, says God. And I have not come, and I am not the one who torments you with thoughts of failure, says God. I am not the one who torments you with what-if scenarios that roll over and over and over in your mind like a broken record, says God. I am not the one who brings you imaginations that cause you to sit up at night, says God. That is the enemy of your soul, says the Lord. It's the enemy of your
dreams, says God. So think about and consider and meditate on what you would do, how you would move, what you would say, how your life would change if you were absolutely fearless, says God. And now press into my love, because there is no fear in my love. There is no punishment in my love. There is no worry and doubt and dread in my love. And I want to deliver you out of this kingdom of fear, that fear-laced thoughts, the fear-laced imaginations, the fear-laced words that even come out of your mouth, says God. I hear it and it grieves me, because I've set you free from that kingdom of darkness. But the shadow of that kingdom is coming against you. The shadow of that kingdom is trying to woo you back into a place that I delivered you from, says God. So rise up now and battle against fear as if your life depends on it. Oh, battle against fear as if it's stopping you from your wild dreams, because it is, says God. Remember what I told you. Remember what I said to you in past seasons. The promises that I made to your heart, says God. Remember, meditate on those things. Renew your mind with what I've said to you in my word, what I've said to you through my prophets. Renew your mind, renew your mind, renew your mind, and let fear have no place in you, says the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Today, we determine in our hearts, God, to move out of oppression and into progression. I thank you, Lord, that we're not going to stand in the place of fear. We're not going to stand in the shadow of terror. We're not going to stand in the, we're not standing in that place anymore. Oh, Father, help us to step today, to step out of fear, to step out of anxiety, to step out of worry, to step out of wonder. Oh, God, would you help us today to step out of that place that you already delivered us from. Legally, you've delivered us. You've moved us out of the kingdom of darkness. We don't belong there. We don't dwell there. But experientially, God, we're seeing darkness in our lives. We're seeing fear manifest in unusual ways. We're seeing anxiety roll over our hearts. We're seeing all of these things that don't line up with your kingdom. God, would you help us today to come out of that place? Oh, shakatarabashte. Come out of the cave of fear. Come out of the cave of worry. Come out of the cave of second-guessing yourself, says the Lord. Oh, there it is. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Some of you, the Lord shows me. Not only have you been, listen to me now, not only have you been second-guessing yourself, you've been second-guessing God, because fear has clouded your vision. Fear has clouded your hearing. It stopped up your ears. You're not hearing him clearly any longer, because fear has taken a louder voice in your heart than the voice of the Lord. You've begun not only to second-guess yourself, you've begun not only to second-guess the prophetic words over your life, but you've actually begun to second-guess God, because you haven't seen some things come to pass that were promised. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to, but some of you have begun, and it's so subtle. And God is, God is not mad at you. He's not ashamed, and he's not rebuking you. He's exposing the wily strategy of the enemy in your life. He's exposing it. He's exposing it. It's the doubt. That's how you recognize it. When you begin to doubt, you're actually second-guessing God. When you become double-minded, James says, not let that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I come against that instability in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, forgive us for second-guessing you, God. Forgive us for second-guessing ourselves when you've told us who we are, when you've told us what you've called us to do, who you've called us to be, what belongs to us in Christ. I thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us, God, for double-mindedness. Forgive us, Lord, for second-guessing you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I come against hopelessness now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that the strategy of the enemy has been exposed to release fear, 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 to dilute our faith, to release fear, 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 fear in subtle ways, in not-so-subtle ways, fear coming in like a flood, trying to oppress us. I break it in the name of Jesus. Fear coming to steal our faith, coming to steal our hope. Oh, Jesus, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance, the material of things hoped for. So I come against that hopelessness in the name of Jesus. I break hopelessness off you in the name of the Lord, because that hopelessness is trying to steal your faith. The fear has come to make you hopeless that things will ever change. Oh, and it's robbing your faith. It's a vicious cycle. It's a demonic circle. We break it in the name of the Lord. Where you begin to doubt, it means you're second guessing God. When you begin to doubt His word, you are second guessing the Almighty. Father, forgive us and help us to discern that subtle voice of doubt in the name of Jesus. We break free from hopelessness today. We break free from fear today. We break free from doubt today. We break free from unbelief today. Oh Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief in the name of Jesus. What would you do if you were absolutely fearless? Ask the living God. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Because I have great plans for you, says God. I have a purpose for you, says God. But fear has plagued you, and fear has stymied you, and fear has caused you to withdraw from what I've told you to do, says God. And I want to deliver you from every trace of fear, so that fear may come and attack you from the outside, but it will have no place in you. It will have no voice in your head. It might come against you externally, but it will be eradicated from your life internally. That stronghold of fear, says God, I want to break it. I want to break it. I want to deliver you out of it. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Stop buying into the enemy's lies, says God. Meditate on my word. What does my word say about you, says God? What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? You tell me what it says. You tell yourself what it says. You tell the devil what it says. You tell everybody around you what it says. Begin to confess my word, says God. Confess it. Confess it. Confess it. Declare it. Proclaim it. Decree it. Speak it forth in the name of Jesus, and command fear to loose you. Command fear to bow. Command fear to go packing. Go running. Get to stepping. Oh, I thank you, Lord. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're commanded it to go in Jesus' name. We're commanded it to go in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your spirit, man. Out of your spirit should flow rivers of living water, not rivers of fear, not rivers of doubt, not rivers of second guessing God, not rivers that are polluting your faith. Put your hand on your spirit. Come on now. Put your hand on your head or on your spirit, man, and say, fear, I command you to go now in the name of the Lord. Loose me now in Jesus' name. I said, fear, go in the name of the Lord. Come on, put your hand on your spirit and command that fear to go. Say, fear, you have no place in me. You've got no place in my mind. You've got no place in my heart. I renounce you. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, of a sound mind. I said, no fear dwells here. Come on, somebody tell fear to go. Renounce it. I renounce you, fear, in the name of Jesus. You have no right to my spirit. You have no right to my soul. You have no right in my body. You have no right. I am blood bought. I was bought with a price. I belong to Jesus. I rest in Him. I am seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Come on and thank Him. I'm free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Somebody thank Him. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I say, fear, I command the stronghold that you've erected in my soul to be broken now in Jesus' name. I renounce you. I say, go, 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 go. I thank you, Lord, that you fill me with your spirit in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, every nook and cranny of my heart. I thank you, Lord, that you fill it with your spirit. Fill me to overflowing, God, that there might not be any more room for fear. I break the imaginations. I break the cycles. I break the generational curses. I come against it in the name of the Lord. I thank you, Lord. We trade fear for favor. We push you out, fear. Lord, now give us a discerning heart. Give us greater discernment, God, that we might recognize and realize fear at the onset, that we might stand against it at the slightest whisper, that we might recognize it from 100 miles away. I thank you, Lord. 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 Now, Lord, Lord. Let faith arise in our hearts, God. Let a new perspective be seen through our eyes, God. Help us to see the way you see Jesus. Would you do it, God, and for your glory? Discernment, discernment, discerning of spirits, discerning of devils, discerning of your spirit, God. Discernment, God, that we might be quick to hear, and quick to speak out against fear when it tries to attack us. In Jesus' name, oh, I call you free. I call you free. I call you healed. I call you whole. I call you delivered. I call you, I call you, I call you to come out of that cave in Jesus' name and chase your wild dreams in Jesus' name. I call you to come out. What would you do if you had no fear? What would you do? What risk would you take? What move would you make? What would you do? What risk would you take? What move would you make if you were free from fear? Fear didn't have a grip on your soul. Guess what? It doesn't. You're free. Now dream. Dream with God. Dream wild dreams. Come on and dream with Him. He wants to dream with you. He wants to bring you into that place He tried to bring you into 5 years ago. There's someone on this broadcast. You're listening to the sound of my voice, and you had something in your heart 5 years ago, 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 and fear shut you down. It shut you down. Guess what? You're free now. Go after it. Go after God. Chase the God of your dreams, and He's going to bring it back around. I see restitution. Oh, shakata, shikete, robo, shikete. Restitution, 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 restitution in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for freedom. Freedom and liberty. Oh, don't get me to jumping now. Shikete, robo, shakata, rabashite, shikete, rebeshte, rabashite. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Shokoto rabashite kite. Shoramashite kite. Mega freedom. Hashikite. Mega freedom. Korabashta kata. Mega liberty. Kiribeshte kite roboshta kata. Mega, 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 mega. No more fear. No fear lives here. We break the powers of it. We're not going back there. I said, no, no, no. We're not going back there. We're not going back to the cave of fear. Hallelujah. Praise be to the living God. We're not going back. We're not going back. There's no stopping you now. I said, there is no stopping you now. There's no stopping you now. There is no stopping you now. You are unstoppable. Devil can't stop you. Oh, he stopped you for a minute, but you're free now. You're about to skyrocket. You're about to launch forth. You're about to go in a place you've never been before. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It's freedom. There's no stopping you now. Come on. Oh, shakatarabashte kete. There's no stopping you now. There's no stopping you now. You are unstoppable. Karabashte kete. You are unstoppable. 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 Unstoppable in Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we live and move and have our being in you, God. I thank you, Lord, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of freedom. Christ in us, the hope of prosperity. Christ in us, the hope of everything. You are our hope. We praise you. We thank you. Karabashte, trade fear for freedom. Oh, gosh, you got a new screen name there. Anointed Warrior. Kata shaka tarabashte shurubushta kata. Hallelujah. Oh, shaka tarabash. I guess you like that better than the other nickname I made for you there, Prophet. Katarabashto shokotoroboshte shikite. Unstoppable. 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 Kiroboshte. Hallelujah. 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 God is good all the time. Praise God. He's good. He is good. He is good. He is good. He is good. Praise God. He is good. He is good. Praise God. Launch out into the deep. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bye-bye, fear. Adios, fear. Karabashte kete. Shekitiribeshte ketiribeshte kete roboshta katarabashte. Shekitibeshto roboshta katarabashte. Shekitiribeshte. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Well, praise God.
Change, I'll change. have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Pastor Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Again, we tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. He's holy. He's righteous. He's the God that we can call on anytime that we need Him. And I tell God thank you. I thank God when I say He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because yesterday He was a healer. Today He's a healer. Tomorrow He will continue to be the healer. He's a deliverer. He's the miracle worker, not just some days, but every day. And I tell God, thank you. Do you remember the song, Oh Hymn, they used to sing years ago? And I still sing it now. What a friend I have in Jesus. He's the best friend that I could ever have. He was my friend when I was a sinner. No, He didn't love my sin. But He loved me enough that He died on the cross for each and every one of us. I tell God, thank you. And when He went in the grave, He didn't stay there. He came out according to the word of God. Why? Because He loved and He made the word of God truth. He say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power. And Father God, I thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw what we needed. I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for watching over us as we all slept on last night and how you woke us up on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God. I ask that you touch and draw them nigh unto you. Transform their minds and conform their will to your will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for all that you're doing, God. Continue to move in the hospital, God. Guide the doctors, guide the nurses, God. Guide it all by say in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you are the Almighty God. We can do nothing without you, and I thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch those that have a need, God. Provide in the name of Jesus. Let them come to you, trust them, and believe in you, God. You said we have not because we ask not, God. But I ask in your son Jesus' name that you provide right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you make a way right now in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Oh, Father God, continue to touch your manservants, God. Touch right now, God. You know in the name of Jesus, I ask you to build up what is torn down this, God, ask you to strengthen where there's weakness, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to help them to focus that are not focusing on you, God. Oh, Father God, I come against every distraction. I tear it down in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things. Thank you for being the body healer, God. Thank you for regulating, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for touching the minds in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I bless you, I praise you, and I glorify you just for being God, for it's in your Son Jesus' name that I has trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God, for being the powerful God, for being the God that know what we need when we don't know. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost of God being a lead and a guide and a teacher. I thank God for the Holy Ghost going to him on our behalf when we don't know, but he knows. And I tell God, thank you. And I thank God for his Son, Jesus, sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. I tell God, thank you for all things great and small. One thing that I do know, that as you apply the word of God to your life, and you draw nigh unto him, that you get a true and a personal relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and you can stand on the word of God. Might be those that are questioning your relationship, but I encourage you to know that you know who Jesus is. And as you know him, you walk in his righteousness. You won't take down for no man, woman, boy, or girl. And I tell God, thank you. As we come at this hour, I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. God is proving himself that he is the Lord God Almighty, the God that is everywhere, and the God that knows everything. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out if you so desire to worship with us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. We invite you to come with and go into the Word with us as we study the Word. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. I thank God for how his Son was born and made that word come to life. And I tell God, thank you. And on the third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and go in prayer with us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you can leave or you can stay in fellowship with us. And on third Tuesdays, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are, because see, it's the word that keeps us strong. It's the word that leads and guides. And there are going to be days that you're going to have to speak that word to yourself. Yes, I pastor, but guess what? I have to speak that word to myself. I have to encourage myself, because see, there's life in the word, men and women of God. And that life will bring you back to a point where you just keep right on trusting God. That word heals. That word delivers. That word is a comforter. That word let me know that he said, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. And when you speak that word and you see a difference begin to take place, you know that his word is true. We invite you to continue to listen to us on NFI Radio. We thank God for Pastor Michael Austin coming to join us on the first and third Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. We invite you to join in, because the man of God, he preaches and teaches the word of God, and it's a blessing. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, yours truly is here. And on Thursdays, I'm here teaching the word of God. And the word of God let us know that we got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. But as we teach and we preach the word of God, we must be doers. And I tell you, God, thank you. And on July the 2nd, Christian Life will be going down to St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church in Nashville, North Carolina. And yours truly will be bringing the word for their Women's Day service at 3 o'clock p.m. If you don't have anything to do, we ask you to go with us, because we're to come together. And as we come together, it's not about denomination. It's about God. And I tell God, thank you for the fellowship. It's a blessing. And on the 22nd of July, we have our women's conference scheduled. And I tell God, thank you. We ask you to come out and join with us. We will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. If you can't come and join us, go in prayer for the conference. And the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. And as we pray without ceasing, might can't go on our knees. But one thing that I do know, I don't care where I'm at. I can talk to my Heavenly Father, and he hears. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back today, we're going to continue to talk about the gift that comes from God, which is eternal life. And we've already established that eternal life begins the instant that we turn from our sins and become committed and turn and trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I tell God, thank you for being able to turn from sin. And as we turn, we have the gift of eternal life. And as we have that gift of eternal life, I tell God, thank you. We can't pay for it. Nothing we can do can make us deserve it. But as we turn from sin and turn unto him, I thank God for that gift of eternal life, because as we have the gift of God, his son Jesus, we have hope for tomorrow. We have hope for the future. And I tell God, thank you. As we have the gift of eternal life, our ultimate home will be heaven. And I tell God, thank you. If we turn from our sins and turn unto God and do what he say to do, I tell God, thank you, that we have eternal life. And as we have eternal life, we can have the privilege, not because we deserve it, but because of his son Jesus, of going to be with God in heaven. Talking about heaven, Philippians 3, verse 20. Say, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell God, thank you that as we live holy, we don't have to worry about all the issues here. Trials and tests are going to come. But I'm so glad that we got somebody who's fighting the battle for us. And as we go through our trials and our tests, and we trust God, we grow in him. He strengthens us, and it builds our faith, because we have somebody that's fighting the battle for us. We don't have to do it for ourselves. The word of God tells us the battle don't belong to us, but it belongs to him. Not only did God give us the gift of eternal life. He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you for those gifts. As I already told you, we can't pay for them. Don't need no charge card. We can't work for them. But I tell God, thank you that he loved us so much that he sent us the gift of Jesus Christ, his son. Then we looked at Paul talking about that indescribable gift. You can't describe who he is. One minute you might be talking about he's your healer, he's your deliverer, he's the miracle worker. But then as you continue to focus on who he is, you see that he's your salvation. You see that he is the one that's keeping your family. You see that he is the one that's providing everything that you need. You find that he is the one that said, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. Or you find that you can cast all of your cares upon him. He's indescribable. The holiness of God can't be put into words. As we look at eternal life, we see that God is the true God. We see that Jesus Christ was the one whom the true God sent that we might have that right to the tree of life, that we might have that gift of eternal life. We find that Jesus is everything that we need. And when you turn from your sins and turn unto God, you accept the gift of salvation, you have a true relationship with God's Son, Jesus. As we come back to talk about eternal life, I get excited when I know that I have something to look forward to, that I have hope. And eternal life starts the minute that we turn from sin and turn unto Jesus Christ. And I tell God, thank you for all things as we serve the true and living God. And we have that relationship with his Son. He already let us know we can't serve two masters. We're going to love one and hate the other. But if we got that true relationship, we ain't serving nobody but his son Jesus. And we've turned. Now, you got to turn from your sins. As a son of God, we find that there are benefits when we come into union with his son Jesus. When we come into a relationship in union with him, it's because he died for us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for each and every one of us. If we look at Romans 6, verse 3, the word of God said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. And when we look at that word, baptized into his death, we didn't die physically, but we died to sin. And when we died to sin, and we were baptized in Jesus, we have a true relationship with him. He died for us that we might live and have the right to eternal life. And when we die to our sins, as I said, we have true union and a true relationship with Jesus Christ. And as we have that true relationship with him, we had to die to sin. He died that we might have the right to eternal life. We look at Galatians 2, verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. See, when we die to sin, Jesus and came to live on the inside. The Holy Ghost of God came to live on the inside. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I tell God thank you for his Son Jesus going on the cross for us. And yes, you're going to find that we'll be crucified so many times. Listen to this. It says, all believers have been crucified with Christ on the cross. They have died to the law as a means of salvation and now live through Christ unto God. Because of salvation in Christ, sin no longer has dominion over us. I tell God, thank you, that as we live for his Son Jesus and we walk in righteousness, it lets us know that sin don't have no dominion over us. I tell God thank you for his Son Jesus going on the cross for each and every one of us. Romans 6 and 11 said, likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I tell God, thank you, that as a believer, and we come into union with Christ, not only in his death, but in his life. Because, see, I thank God that he loved us so much that he didn't do it just to be doing it. He did it that we might have the right to the tree of life, that we can walk in righteousness and truth as he is the way, the truth, and the life. We can follow him and don't have to worry about hitting the exit ramp as long as we follow him. I tell God, thank you that as a true believer, you have died to sin and you don't have to reckon about it, but you know for surety that you died from sin, because you find that that thing that you used to do, you don't do no more. Those thoughts that you used to have, you don't have no more. When you die to sin, and we look at the Word of God, you're considered by God to have died with Christ on the cross, and you have been raised up with him in the resurrection. Because when you get rid of old things, think about it. Just look at it as the everyday term. When you don't do those old things anymore, you become a new creature, and you're walking differently than you used to walk. Your thought process is different. Your heart is different. You now have true love in your heart. And as you have true love in your heart, the Word of God let us know that we got to love our enemies as well as our friends. And when you love your enemies, you know that you have died to sin. Because you can you remember when you said, I'm going to love them, but I'm going to love them at a distance. I'm going to love them, but I'm going to feed them out of a long-handled spoon. When you truly love with the love of God, when you love with the love of his Son Jesus, you love unconditionally. Just suppose Jesus had fed us out of a long-handled spoon and not went on the cross for us and gave us that genuine love, that he loved so much that he went on the cross for us. He went in the grave for us because he loved. And he rose because he loved. I tell God, thank you that Christ was raised from the dead. And as He was raised from the dead, and we were raised from the dead, raised from that life of sin. We were introduced to a brand new life. If we look at Romans 6, verses 4 and 5, it said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It's a baptism for the Christian is a symbol of the believer's burial and resurrection with Christ. But it's more than that. When accompanied by true faith, baptism is part of our rejection of sin and commitment to Christ. You reject sin, and you are committed and sold out unto Christ. And as we reject sin and we are committed to Christ, you're going to find that your life is new and that we have the life of Christ living in us, that we are no longer the old person, but we identify with Christ and all that he went through. No, we didn't die physically. We are still here because of God's Son, Jesus. But we died to sin, and we were raised spiritually with the unction of the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell God, thank you for his Son, Jesus. As his Son, Jesus, rose from the dead. Listen to this. We who exercise truth and saving faith in him walk in newness of life. I can remember when I was baptized in water and I was dipped. I remember the pastor that baptized me said that as I came up, I should come up a new creature. And as we look at water baptism and we have the mind of Christ, when we come up, even though it's symbolic, we should come up being new. And I tell God, thank you. The old man is no longer there, but we become brand new in him, and we don't serve sin anymore. As we serve the true and living God, we have the right to eternal life. We have hope for tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I can trust him with my whole heart, mind, body, and soul. Say, he lives to God, and now we live to God. Romans 6, verses 10 and 11. The word of God say, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I tell God, thank you, that as we are dead unto sin, just Christ was sinless. But see, we had sin. He suffered and was humiliated. Somebody that didn't know no sin. Because of sins, our sins, for the sake of our sins, not his, but our sin. And I tell God, thank you. He died to influence because of the influence of sin. And in his resurrections, he triumphed over it. Baby, do you know that when we serve the true and living God and we are not
in sin anymore. We are not doing worldly things. See, you can't get rid of some and hold on to others, but you got to get rid of all sins. This is a journey that we can't talk. We got to live this journey. As we are united with Christ, we have become free from the power of sin. And we have to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. We can't rebuke him in our name, but in the name of Jesus. We are talking about having that gift of eternal life. We can speak his word to ourselves, and Satan have to flee. As we are freed from the power of sin, we walk in a new life. We're no longer that old person. And as we walk in that new life, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. And just as Jesus went through abuse, and as he was talked about, and he was lied on, I want you to know that as a son of God, you're going to be talked about. But you have the word of God to give you strength. As Jesus lives forever, we will live eternally with him. We can't do it on our own. We have become new creatures. We have a new life. But in order to stay new and have eternal life, we got and we must walk with his son Jesus. 1 John 2, verse 25. The word of God saying, this is the promise that he has promised, eternal life. So we have something to look forward to, eternal life, the gift that comes because of his son, Jesus. When we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we have died to sin, and we have life eternal in him. Yes, it gets hard on days, but I want you to know that when you call on the name of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can make it. We can endure. And we have hope for the future, to go to heaven to be with Jesus. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. Because he came, we have that gift of eternal life. Who wouldn't serve a God that was looking ahead and knew what we would need? I thank God for this time. Turn from your sin and turn unto Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. And as you accept him as your Lord and your Savior, you have received the gift of eternal life. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. This is a
big... What a powerful...
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
stay with me, Jesus.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Until this race.
need the praises right where you are to clap your hands and give him a loud praise and let's give the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You get this praise. We give it to you, Lord. Fuck this.
I will lift my hands in victory. I thought we praised your name.
Nobody, you get the glory.
favorite gospel hit plays here.
My Lord, get us ready for that.
Your load.